What's going on, world? It's your boy, Big Wayne, Gigolo Weezy, Big Bro Comedy, Big Bro Straight Talk, man. Community Task Force, man, hollering at everybody. Coming from a small redneck town called Manatee County, Florida. Shout out to everybody, man. I hope everybody having a great weekend, day. Like I said, I'm making these podcasts to be monumental and also to educate people, man. You know, we all need to be educated. I wanted to speak on we're not ready for a revolution, man. I wanted to talk about revolution. You know, I was listening to a video from my brother Killer Mike, man, at a conference he had, and he was asking the young brothers and sisters, do they know how to hunt? Do they know how to fish? Do they know how to garden? And do they know how to fight hand-to-hand combat? And most of the replies that he got back from them were no. And, you know, I know we're in a time now where we're fighting for reparations and we're trying to, you know, with the ADOS and everybody's trying to get reparations, which I deserve, which I fully believe that Black Americans deserve. We deserve reparations. If you look at the Black ghettos, the communities, all of us have the same story. And I'm not talking about being hood rich, because anybody can use some money to get some gold teeth, a bunch of tattoos, and a raggedy or a new car and put some big rims on it. But you're still broke, you know. I mean, you know, we have no generational wealth where our families hand down businesses or some kind of something to pass on to their children. 90% of the time in Black American communities, you know, we hand down nothing but debt to our children. A lot of their names are in the phone bill, the cable, the Spectrum bill. The child credit fucked up and they ain't even 10 years old yet. So that gets back to, we're not ready for a revolution. A lot of the times that we do have, y'all, we procrastinate. We want to spill the tea. We want to do what we want to worship, gossip and nigger junk. And we're going to have to change our mindset, y'all. Since I've been on Facebook, you know what I do? I've been learning how to fight through like little combat videos through YouTube. I've been learning how to throw a punch. I've been learning how to garden. I've been learning how to shoot. I'm even learning how to speak languages. I'm learning about myself, y'all. YouTube is a very powerful platform because it teaches you free stuff. You know, things that we can't go, you will have to go and pay for. It's right here on your phone. Whether you have an Android or an iPhone, it's right there on your phone. YouTube could tell you how to fix your damn car. Well, you could put an alternator in it and not have to go to the mechanic shop. But it's up to us to take the time. See, we so built as Black people where a lot of the stuff that we do is like the common Black person is easy to call out. You know, the common Black person is easy to call out. They're a Christian. They eat seafood. They want to look good. It's just the norm, you know, that's how we were raised. But me speaking on that, I can honestly tell you, like, I changed my mindset. You know, after the comedy started dying down, after my straight talk started dying down and everything, I had a lot of time on my hands. And of course, I worked three jobs and stuff, but I got two children. You know, I got two blood children. And I said, God, you know, I could complain about how poor I grew up and how my family is stingy and, you know, they, you know, and I love my family. Don't get me wrong. My mom, them, they, even my stepdad, they did the best that they could. And, you know, that's why I look up to my older sister because she takes my daughter and my niece, them, to Georgia in the summer. And she gets the chance, she gets to spend money and do things with them. Because, you know, and I told my daughter this, she just got back in town. I told her, look, for my sister to do that, when me and my sister, we grew up in the hood, we lived in all the projects, shoot, we even slept by each other. But for her to get the hell away from Manatee County to live good, her and her husband and her beautiful children, that's your role model. Fuck the Cardi B's and the Nicki Minaj's and all of these ratchet ass people. You know, my sister should be a role model because she has her priorities together. She has her living situation together. She's not out here trying to scam anybody or use a man for money and all of this old nigga stuff that we hear all the time. So, but you know, I tell my daughter, any woman that has their values together, that's who you should look up to. You know, and I'm proud to say that. You know, shout out to the women that does have their shit together. You know, Robin, you know, other women that I know, my baby sister, you know. I appreciate that because a lot of the times, a lot of women feel like they can use sex to get ahead. But y'all got to remember, it's 10 women to one man. And your coochie, your booty, and your mouth can only do so much. What does your mind do? What else do you have to bring to the table besides some 10-minute sex that 80 guys done had before I done got it? You know, like, and I want my sisters to take heed. Like, men like myself, men that have standards, and, you know, I got some good ding-a-ling my damn self, but, you know, it's going to cost to get some of this good ding-a-ling. You ain't going to just, you know, give me, you know, your coochie, and then I got to pay a damn mortgage payment for something that 80 other guys done had. So you got to bring more to the table. And I don't want to hear about, you the second dude, I done sucked his thing. Nah, because so many of these females be lying, and you just can't, you just need to get more out of them. More out of them. But let's get back on the revolutionary tip. We got to start growing food. We got to start learning how to fight. We got to start learning these basic necessities, y'all. You know, we have to start, and it doesn't take nothing but 10 minutes out your day. I know a lot of us like to look on the internet to see who done died, to see all the bullshit that's going on, to look at World Star, to see the negativity. But how many of y'all would educate yourself? Because I used to have that same mindset. Like, it was hard for me to educate myself. I wanted to do the norm. I wanted to look at the nigga shit. You know, but then when I got away from the social media, when I got away from all the negativity, I started to analyze and say, you know, we're not ready for a revolution. How can we survive when we do depend on white people or every other race to feed us, to clothe us? Because, you know, think about it. Us as black folks, we hate each other so damn much. We don't do nothing for each other. We don't own shit. You know, we don't own stores. You know, we don't have no food places we can go to if something went down. The only way things are going to change is if we do these three things. Learn to survive. Learn to fight. Learn to garden and hunt for your own food, man. Once you learn that, you should be fine. And again, the black churches should be telling the black community this. People, you no longer can go to church and hear about religion no more. If that pastor had, do you know how helpful the pastor can be if he really taught the masses how to live in the black community? If he really broke down black on black crime? If he really said these things I'm saying in my podcast, Straight Talk Unfiltered Nigger Babble? If he really broke it down. But you know why he's not going to say anything? He's going to, because he's programmed just like your program, to just talk about God, Jesus, sleep with Tom, Dick, and Harry Monday through Saturday, go to your little church, lie, fall on the ground, speak in tongues, catch the Holy Ghost, get prayer, go back to your CNA job or your factory job, and live off of every other culture and race, and look mean and nasty at your other black person. That's the common Negro in 2019. Look at all these police killings out here. Look at all these things that have been happening. Nothing has changed. So again, we're not ready for a revolution. young people, if you listening to my podcast, do not follow none of this stuff that a lot of these elderly folks have shown you in our community. Do not follow it. Be your own person, man. Have your own thoughts, man. Think outside the box. The way that they go about stuff is not working. You have to have $25 an hour or make $25 an hour to survive out here. Get you a woman, fellas, that's going to have your back. You can't just get a pretty whore no more because she light-skinned or mixed or curly hair and green eyes, or she jet black with a fat ass and big coot on her. And like, you can't just get that. Make sure that woman got a goddamn mind that's going to be there for you, bro. Pay some goddamn bills. Not sleep with your homeboys and stepdaddy. Not throw all your business on the internet or the Facebook, the MySpace, talking about all your secrets and everything. You no longer can deal with whores like that, man. Get you a woman that's going to take care of your goddamn children, man. It's too many fathers like me walking around here. Single black fathers, man. Well, I got a good lady now, but fathers, man. So again, young people, I hope y'all get some out the message. And some of you old Negroes too, or people. Shout out to everybody, y'all. And this is, we're not ready for a revolution in 2019. Straight talk, unfiltered, nigger babble. Wayne Washington Weezy, y'all. And if you need to hit me up, leave me a message or whatever, man. And I'm out.